It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a fact.
Man.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. After a little hiatus, I'm back, Mr. Michael Akadiri. And to the left, I'm joined by the esteemed...
Ask your bill pays permission, who's that? It's me, is there a G, G?
But the back. So, a couple episodes ago, these guys were saying that Michael had maybe left the pod... or he'd gone to get a BBR upgrade. Don't worry, I listen back. I heard everything.
I forget you do listens.
I do listens. I had to come first and foremost to correct those things. I did not get an upgrade to the Black Brotherhood lecture. I'm fully educated for life in that regard. I don't need any top-ups. Dr. Umar needs a lesson from me.
That's how well educated I am.
Kazim, as you can probably tell, if you're not on the visuals right now, he's not here. What is his excuse?
His excuse, he said something to do with his car.
Wow.
I think it's very coincidental that he broke 10K followers on Instagram.
He did.
And now he's not here.
Come on. See, that's the thing. People get famous and change up on you.
I was ready to come to the pod today and give him his flowers. Say congratulations. You know, our consistency.
Yeah.
You know, all of us set our New Year's resolutions.
We most definitely
aims
did.
And goals and stuff. Right. You know, you're working towards that. Well done.
Most definitely. And here, early.
And my man's he's too brand new for us now.
That's what happens, man. You have to stay with the people that are going to be consistent and not change when they get some fame.
It means just a little bit of fame. 10K followers.
10K followers. He don't even want to join the pod more.
Do the pod anymore.
He's too big for us. It's crazy.
Now we know.
Now we need to get our followers up.
If you you're get almost to... there.
Nah, I hear it. I hear it still.
You hear it?
I hear it.
Oh, come on.
I hear it. I feel like Ray J.
Come on.
I hear it. No, but I didn't hear it first though.
No, but you hear it.
Nah, I hear it. Yeah, I hear it.
There you go.
Yeah. So do you know what? I think Instagram, they've changed their algorithm recently.
Should I get posted then, should I?
Yeah. Cause even stuff from months ago.
I'm going to get my tits done and my tits out. Shout out Bianca Said Sorry. AKA Mrs. Kanye West. I'm going to just do that. Just rock up to gigs just naked. in a suit. Not naked. In a see-through suit. With nothing on.
Naked in a... a see-through suit. That's something else.
Hey, just see what people say. See how
come
people
on, deal that's with that. Something else. Hey, that's another punchline right there, man.
I'm not gonna make any effort to create any content.
But what's the point?
Funny, just
what's the point? You people will be putting together well-crafted jokes. People don't want to hear about no well-crafted joke.
No, be naked and provocative.
Come on,
that's what it's about.
It. What? That's why people are talking about this Bonnie Blue, because she's being provocative, not because of her well-crafted jokes.
No, that's the thing.
She was standing there as a comedian trying to make it happen. She won't get this attention.
Yeah, that's literal social media bonfire. That is
Bonnie Blue.
Yeah, because everyone who interacts, it's people either chucking fuel on it.
Yeah,
or people going like, "Why are we even talking about this?" But you're still talking about it.
Oh, absolutely.
It.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah,
I'm seeing the same people under every single post. Why are we talking about this?
You're keeping the conversation going.
Yeah, you are there. So it's all mad.
That's just perfect social media marketing. I think someone like her, you can call her what you want, but she understands social media and she knows how to use it to her advantage, whether you agree with the actual content or not. So, you know, well done to her for figuring out the game, because this is the game that loads of people are trying to figure out. we're trying to figure out, and she got it.
There is a weird segue into parenting, off-body play.
run it.
A few weeks have passed since all of that, but you saw the video of the son.
Yes. I didn't think that was real initially.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it.
So
for viewers who don't know, give them some context.
Okay. So Bonnie Blue attempt.
And we'll play the video as well.
Not her video.
Not Hey man. I'm sure all the videos on Patreon behind a paywall anyway. We're not gonna pay a paywall for you guys to see that. We're gonna show you the parenting.
So Bonnie Blue is So I'm gonna say a porn actress, but I think it's very real what she was doing. So
she's an actor, man. She means it.
She's a performing artist, a sexual performing artist, and a stunt person.
She does her own stunts.
Stunt person, attempted record breaker. She was aimed to sleep with over 1,000 men in like one kind of session, though continual go. And so guys like queued up and whatever, and you have your judgment on her, has judgment on the men. But there's one guy in the queue who was a man in his 20s who traveled from up north somewhere.
Serious.
With his mum. Now, what he'd done, he basically...
I didn't know this. I found this out myself.
So basically, he's old enough to smash this woman, but he's not old enough to find his own way to London. So he basically said to his mum, let's go London. And then while they're in London, he goes, oh, there's this thing I want to go to. So can we go? And but he doesn't tell her what they're going for. So I thought, like, when I first read it, I thought, oh, maybe he snuck off. But no, he's brought her to the place.
No, this guy can't be well.
But just kept her, like, just kind of outside of what was going on. So he goes, I'm just going to pop into here. So he's done his whole sign up thing, gone through, he's in the queue. So the mum's now been waiting for about an hour in this building and gone, wait, where is my son? So she asked him, hey, excuse me, have you seen my son? A representative of Body Blue said, like, we didn't lie to her. We just like, because we didn't know what she was asking for.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
So he's like, have you seen my son? And someone probably went, he's probably having his go. And so she was like, having his go at what? And then he goes, that's when we realized that she had no idea what was going on. He goes, so the guy says, so we explained to her what was happening. As she proceeded just to barge through all of us, as she actually ended up in the sex room.
No, shut the front door.
Yeah.
The clip I saw where she was giving them info, I thought they were in the queue.
So that's like apparently the queue that was just like outside the sex.
She's told you. So this is like a theme. So imagine you're in the queue for the theme park.
It's like a theme. So I saw a map of what the place was set up. Like they had like a nightclub area with drinks and stuff, and then like another holding area. They like the kind of legal area where people had to sign their disclaimers, show their ID. And stuff. So it's like this whole kind of conveyor belt of you come here, then you go there, then you go here, get your wristband, go there, go to the bar.
So it's actually big business.
Yeah.
Wow. That's actually a lot of logistics.
Oh yeah, no, it's mad. There was like a whole team there apparently.
Yeah, like you actually needed an event manager something like that.
So she pulled him out of the room and then she was cussing him, going like, what are you doing? Da-da-da. And he was like, I'm 20 years old. Like, I'm old enough to do this. Yeah. I'm like, you are old enough to do this, but if you're going to bring your mum along,
brother.
I mean, I don't write rules.
So
I've never been involved in an orgy. But I feel that one of the unwritten rules is don't bring your mum to the orgy.
Yeah, that's horrific, man.
Like, that's
horrific.
In what context would it ever be okay to bring
like,
your
not
mum
even
to that?
Be like, I don't know how you, once you've decided to come down and do the commute for, I don't know how you're going to spin it.
Yeah.
Where are you going to leave your marge for a good few hours and you've gone on the trip with her?
I'm just trying to think, even if I was literally linking one girl, like I've been up, say, Mum, we're going to Manchester. Let's go Manchester. And then we get to Manchester City, so I go, oh, Mum, just hang out here, like shopping Primark or something. What? What? I'm just going to go somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Adidas store real quick. Or something random. You're going to go to a quote-unquote guy store or whatever it is.
I'm going to just link a girl for 2-3 hours and then come back and chill with my mum.
Madness.
Like, where have you been? Oh, I tried calling you. Like, what was the plan?
Yeah, he had no plan. That's how you know he was lost in them blue eyes, them blonde hair. Body. He was completely lost. By Miss Arian herself. Like, he lost himself.
I just...
He's gone.
I don't know what the strategy was. There was no
lost
planning.
In the milk.
I think that's what that would piss me off myself. Piss me myself as a parent.
What is that? Having a child.
If I was the bub, that would piss me off the most. It's like, do what the sex, the debauchery.
Yeah.
You're younger than me. You're gonna do things that I just don't even want to hear about.
Absolutely.
But the audacity to bring me along. And the fucking stupidity to bring me along.
Do you think he needed a mum to pay for the ticket?
He must have done. That's it. And
the rock guard's not helping.
On my dive as well.
Ah!
No, I'll punch you in the face. In front
would
of
you
all
rather
your
just, obviously, hopefully your child never comes to you with any of that nonsense, but would you rather have the child's full honesty or just not tell your, would you rather have the full honesty and be like, look, this is what I'm trying to do, or not know at all?
Ooh. Well, this is what I'm trying to do in that situation, or that we're at
We're
at home at the dinner table, and they're talking about what's happening this weekend. Like, I'm considering going to London because this thing's happening.
Yeah, yeah. So full disclosure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather them, let's take out, obviously, the trip to London, because that's just crazy. Would you rather, if out of the 1,057 men, would you rather your child be like, look, I'm going to be one of those men.
Do what?
Or would you rather just not know?
You don't want your kids to lie to you, yeah?
Mm.
So first, I want my kids to be like smart enough or have the morality, the integrity to not be involved in that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But if they were to be involved in that, I'd like them to have the intelligence to not bring that stripperness to me at the table.
Right. Don't disturb my meal.
Like, you already know what I'm going to say and what your mom's going to say about this. There's no conversation we're going to have where we're like, well, son, you know, you're of an age where you're trying to explore things sexually. You're just trying to learn about yourself. And, well, you know, you're a young man. You're just trying to discover things in the world. No.
Not be smart. None of that liberalness.
Be smarter. And like, if you're going to do that dumb shit, keep that shit to yourself. Like, don't do it. But if you are going to
know your parents.
Yeah, man. Like, there's some stuff I did when I was younger. It's just dumb. That's dumb. I know it's dumb. If my mum found out, it's like, she'd be like disappointed.
Mm.
No, one part of me goes, I maybe I should just discuss with my mum just to let her know I'm going to do some fuck shit.
So it's you think like, they should have the emotional intelligence not to tell you?
Yeah, do not tell me.
Respect me by not telling me.
Yeah, unless it's a cry for help. As if you go, I'm just so tempted, but I need you guys to stop me. I can't control myself. So I'm going to just tell you guys in the hope that you go...
Report me missing.
Yeah, until you go, you're not going anywhere.
Wow.
But yeah, Dan, what about you?
No. I'm on your wavelength, man. I'm on your wavelength. Like, yeah. Know me. You should have... If you're 20 and I've raised you for 20 years, know me well enough... Know who raised you that's not a good idea.
You know what I mean?
To tell, come on, because I'm gonna be searching for myself in the wilderness after that.
Yeah,
like, who have I raised that they would want to be one of 1,057 individuals? Like, where, what, how, who, what? I didn't provide enough for you. I'm gonna question everything. I'm gonna question everything I've done as a parent. If you're one of the 1,057, my goodness.
Here's a question. So they had a production team around it because they were like documenting it. So the documentary.
That's crazy, man.
Would you have taken the role as presenter of that documentary?
Oh, that's different.
You'd have done
it. That's different. Well, if I assess the merits of it at the time, I want to know the fee.
Yeah.
If you want, like, that email came to my inbox, I'd want to know the fee before being like, no.
Mm.
And, you know, people may say, that's sick. That's But I'd want to know the fee before saying no. I think some jobs you hear about, the headline, you're like, I don't care what the fee is. It's a no.
Mm.
That would be, let me know what the fee is so I can make an informed decision. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to say yes, but let me just know what I'm saying no to.
Yeah. I think I could separate myself from the madness and be presenter of that show.
Because you're not doing it.
There's some things that are like, they're so mad. It's like just even hosting something that's disgusting.
Yeah.
You might mistakenly be seen as part of the madness.
Absolutely.
I feel like that I'll be able to ask enough questions of what's going on.
100%.
That'll show my stance on it to be like, this is all mad what you guys are doing.
Look at Louis Theroux.
Yes, I mean.
You don't watch a Louis Theroux documentary of them doing whether, I don't know, gangs in America or whatever F shit he gets involved in or documents.
Yeah.
And think that's him.
That's it. That's true. Yes. You I'm involved.
Fully separate yourself and say, okay, he is investigating. Maybe his background as a journalist helps. I don't know.
Mm.
But, you know, I think as a host or presenter, you can definitely take yourself out of the actions. Because you're going to be there as the host holding the camera.
Isn't it? They're like, do you want to go? No. No, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
1,058.
Well, she's like, one more won't hurt. I was like, I don't be involved. I don't want to be involved. This is your guys' thing.
I think that's different, especially as you, especially if you're, you're not shown, not too kind to her, and you're allowed to hold her to account in your own way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, why not, man? I'm not too. I assess every job on merit. That's my attitude.
I hear that.
You can't say no to anything.
No, fair, man. I just realised we've been in this pod for a bit today, this recording. We haven't even addressed why you were actually away for the previous episodes.
Yeah, we just jumped in to talk about Bonnie Blue. That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Look at our priorities. Look at our priorities as fathers. Instead of talking about the reason why we do this, we're talking about Bonnie Blue. That's the power of marketing.
Michael Akadiri, father of two. Father of two. Two boys.
Two times.
Two boys.
We say
names on this pod.
Yeah. Gabriel. So I got here. Nate and Gabe.
Yeah, Mike, Nate, Gabe.
Yeah,
all angels, isn't it?
All angels. Angels, biblical. Names are very intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah, Father Dudes. Crazy. Yeah. I've joined you. I've joined Kazim. Obviously, you've had two younger kids, similar ages, raising them. And just getting an insight into your world is different, man.
Have you used the words yet that everyone says when they have the second kid?
What is it?
Game changer.
It is a game changer. I don't know if I've said the word game changer, but the game has changed. I know that much.
The game has changed.
I felt it. Just even the minute, because I think, obviously, going from zero to one, obviously, your perspective in terms of like, oh, you know, you're used to, I'm just focused on me. And you can be selfish and all this good stuff. And then that changes and you got someone else that you're pouring your love and attention to. But obviously you can tap out because you can hand it to your partner who you can look after, or you can even hand the child over to a grandparent for a weekend and you can both tap out, whatever. Yeah. But obviously when you got two, there's not really that option to really tap out because whilst one is you're dealing with one, your partner may be dealing with the other. And
it's the man market.
100%.
You've gone from zonal.
Yeah.
You've gone from zonal market where you had the lone striker.
Absolutely.
The lone baby just floating between the two of you.
That's it.
And you with your missus, like, you got them? Okay. Oh, no, I've got them now. Cool,
100%.
Cool.
You can hand them over. Hand them over. It's simple, smooth.
They're nullified. The attack is nullified.
No doubt.
But then the new striker comes along and pins your missus.
Come on.
Pins your missus completely.
Down.
Takes her out of the game.
Like Drogba to Gallus.
Just takes her out of the game. And now you're left with the big man up top.
I don't want to deal with no John Carew, man.
Fiza, it must mean, was it such a big transition for you? Because obviously, you doing the comedy and stuff, you're at home a lot, you do the house husband thing. And so you know Nate anyway.
Yeah. It wasn't like getting used to him, but I guess he's been good as a big brother.
Yeah.
Finding, obviously, when we brought Gabe home, he obviously kissing his head. He wants to hold him and hug him and stuff like that. But he's more active.
Yeah.
And sometimes he doesn't forget. He's only two, so he's still a child. He's still a baby.
Yeah.
But because he's not the newborn, I'm like, hey, you know, you're a big man now. Hey.
Because that didn't he get massive overnight?
Yeah, brother.
You forget how small a newborn baby is.
Oh, newborn. I was scared to hold my own son for the first time. They can't be this small.
Yeah.
Because
you look at it like Nate, but he weren't that small.
Yeah.
But you look at the documentation, goes, no, he was. I'd
look at the photos again. I'd look at the photos and see on the Wayne scale and reminisce. I was like, oh my, time. Because I saw my friend a couple months ago. He's got 4 months old. So I was like, oh, damn.
It's tiny. How'd you not slip this out? Then I held my newborn jelly head. Head in the dirty one. I was like, yo.
They're all just fragile.
Literally.
You take their vest off. They can't do nothing. It's like, what is this?
Wow. Yeah, this is a mad throwback. But I do like with the newborns that you just place them somewhere.
Yeah.
And they stay. Oh my goodness. That, I'm gonna have missed that. It's not in a long time I've been able to put Nathaniel somewhere and he stayed there. So the fact that he's just dock a top place there. I know when I can go do whatever, but one thing I know, you're not gonna move by yourself. Yeah, you can't go
there.
Anywhere.
You're still there.
You can't, don't go there. You can't, nothing will happen. So, but I think like Nathaniel, I think to our detriment, we never got we were attempting to, but before Gabe came, we never got him into a solid nighttime routine. In terms of, we would, there was a period of time where we would sort of bathe him, put him in his bed, leave him there. Yeah. And then we got to a point where if he wanted to come to our bed overnight, we're like, all right, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Without being like strictly enforcing, no, go back, stay there. So then closer to the time Gabe was arriving, we were like, we'll try to put him in, try to get him into a routine. But we didn't establish it for long enough that he knows that's what he's got to do, I would argue. So now sometimes overnight he comes, he'll come and join us, and then he probably sees Gabe there. Yeah. He's like, I'm missing out on the party.
Of course, he's like, hold on. He's like,
hold on.
So me, 2-year-old toddler, on my own. You three are all jabbing together.
Having a party. It's like, vibing. And there's milk.
And I can't come.
What?
Why can't I come?
And I've been here the longest.
Let's go. It's that, let move aside. Let me get, give me the bed. Let me get in the bed. I'll be here now.
He's like, you move. And then he'll come and not want the covers on him. He'll get the covers. I'm thinking, I am cold. I'm not sounding too right because I've got a cold right now. I was bed bound for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And whilst I'm fighting this cold, I'm fighting everything. All I've got is to fight this cold. My wife will put on the fan. I don't know what. But I don't know if it's the ladies thing or maybe in your relationship, I don't know if you're the culprit or whether this happens in your bed. What is it with it being in the winter and women, maybe it's just my wife, putting on the fan. What is it? And then you have the electric blanket up, the fan is on, but the window's ajar. Explain this to me, brother. Explain this to me. What is going on with your homeostasis, cuz?
No, to be fair, my wife's warm-blooded. She's warm.
Good.
She just stays warm all the time. I'm the cold one.
So what have you got going on?
No, she doesn't want me anywhere near her because I have just cold hands and cold
feet. Okay, you're cold. Okay, so you want stuff up.
I'll accidentally touch her with my foot and she's like, get off. She's like, ah! So what is that? It's like, sorry, it's my foot. It's like, yeah, it's cold. she's all right.
Maybe this is a personal gripe that I have to take down with me. But I don't understand this. There's up a different device doing contrasting things.
I see what you mean. So we've got fan, window open, but electric blanket.
Electric blanket, obviously, that overnight I put the heating's not off, we're just on the lower temp. So
is electric blanket the one? Is it actually warm?
What? Hey, man.
I've never
electric blanket. Hey, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Never even thought about it.
Let me tell you something, because I did a shift the other week, and I probably was too. I couldn't trust her before
because she drinks and eats in bed. I imagine she'll just spill a drink on the electric. Kill
but
us all.
Let me tell you, you put it on, and then you give it 5 minutes, so it's like toasty.
Yeah,
you get I felt like a ham and cheese toasty in there, man. I was so.
Can you sleep with it on all night?
Yeah. I don't know if you're meant to, but I haven't. I survived. So
I ain't dead yet.
Shit, dude. I'm doing it again. But nah, it is, in terms of, it's the truth. Electric blanket, game changer.
Ah, nice.
Changer.
I have to look into it.
I know we're probably coming out the worst of the winter, but boy, I would highly recommend, boy.
5 of 2, man.
5 of 2, yeah. So it just in terms of time, I definitely appreciate it. Like even coming here tonight, the reason I was a bit late was because, and the agreement was I'll put Nate to bed, our toddler to bed. before cut. So at least you don't have to deal with the both of them. So then, before, I'd never had to deal with that. I never had that.
Because she always did bedtime.
She would just do the bedtime if I came out late in the evening. So now, that's now a new consideration moving forward I have to consider. I don't know if that's a deal you've got or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it's just something I'm mindful of now.
So with us, with bedtime, it was, especially, obviously when Zavi just newborn.
Yeah,
it was just me and Zadie. Everything was just me and Zadie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every, so getting her ready for nursery, it was me. Getting ready for bed, it was me, the thing. So the only thing that wasn't me was like dinner time, because I wasn't home for dinner time.
Of course.
But all those kind of things that I could just do on my own, I just did. And
but
then,
is Eddie happy you doing that?
Yeah,
I found resist sometimes like mommy.
Well, I did those things anyway, it's not all the time though.
Got you.
So it wasn't new for me to be doing bath time.
Absolutely.
It's quicker with mum. But it was fine.
Yeah.
It's
the
only thing that I still haven't mastered is doing her hair.
You said that before.
I can do, let me see. I can do her hair to a standard that I'm happy for her to leave the house.
How high is that standard, or how low is it?
Not as high as Naomi's standard. My highest standard just about touches her lowest standard. talk about hair. Can I do a little honesty on the pod?
Please.
Naomi doesn't listen to the pod, so I can give you this. She won't find out. So the other day she went out and she had a drink. She had a drink.
Yeah.
Came back and she's like, I'm not even drunk. And I was like, oh, fair enough. But what is when she's drunk is she's not sloppy drunk.
Okay.
So just that little kind of memory things. Like she'll just forget she just said something. I was like, yeah, you're hammered.
She
said that. So the next morning now, it's next morning. Yeah, next morning. She's getting Zadie ready. She goes, oh my goodness. She goes, wait, daddy got your hair ready for bed last night. You did it in two plaits, so your hair wasn't a mess in the morning. She goes, oh, so Darren, I can't believe you did that. And I was like, yeah, man. And just, and then like, she goes, Zadie, daddy did your hair. And Zadie's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah. Then she did it. She's like, no, nice one. Like, yeah, well done. And then in my head, I was like, but you put her to bed last night, you drunk. She had completely forgotten that she had put Zadie to bed.
So she,
in her drunk state, because she's like, I'm not drunk. She goes, oh, but I just can't even do bedtime. I was like, yeah, fair enough. I'll just deal with the bath.
Yeah.
And she goes, and then she said, you just wash them, brush their teeth, get their clothes ready. I'll take one. You can take the other. I was like, yeah, cool. And she goes, I'll take Zadie. This woman has forgotten that she did Zadie's hair.
That's hilarious.
So the next morning, she said, oh my God, you did her hair. I was like, yeah. What can I do?
What can I say?
I tried.
What can I say?
Okay. I was like, in my head, I was like, can you really not remember? Zadie must have been confused. I like how Zadie didn't correct.
Oh, she's a rambler.
She was just like, okay. She was like, all right. She's like, I think you did my hair, Bob. In her head, she didn't say anything. She just went, daddy.
Right on, die, Zadie.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, daddy did it. So
that's a high level drunk, though.
Yeah, not only did I get credit for something that someone else did, I got credit for something that they did themselves.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That's a different level of drunk.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know you could do that.
That reminds me, the only high level drunk I've seen to that sort of level, okay, not as probably as technical as that was. I was on a gap year.
Yeah.
A couple of my friends, me and my friend were on gap year, and we went to visit one of our other friends. This was Bradford Uni.
Yeah.
And he was staying in halls, as you do, freshers. And I remember we came back from a night out, and we see this guy in the oven making some bacon. And we figured, oh, man, we should have got a kebab or something. We're hungry. Like, oh, man, this bacon smells good, man. Whoever's making this bacon, oh, the guy came in, flipped the bacon.
In Bradford, that's a hate crime.
Hey, I think he brought his bacon in from Leeds. Must have been some out of town bacon.
Yeah, it's like, where he bought bacon in Bradford.
Then he's flipping the meat, then he makes a bacon sarnie. He's like, good night, lads. We're all sitting there thinking, fuck, should we get out some of that? Two Jews now, the next morning, we wake up and we gone out to do a big shot the day before for our throw out. So we're going there, we get bread out, get the beans out, get a sausage. You see our bacon's missing. We're thinking, what? Then we got our guy used our bacon that we had bought.
So you're there going, this smells wonderful.
This guy's having a nice bacon sarnie at night. We were jealous. We were envious of our own bacon.
That is, if you found that in the moment, you would just reclaim that right there.
Oh, give us that. Hey, thank you for that, man. I appreciate that.
Thanks for making that.
Thanks for making that, man. We came right on time, didn't we? We go, and then we tell our friend, you got to confront him. Like, you don't have to do it in front of us to do big boy, but you have to. And my man said, oh, I was so drunk. And then the three or four times you came into the room and flipped the bacon, you're not claiming you were under the influence. I said, people can lie. Cook this bacon to perfection, but I'm drunk.
See, now I've told you that story about Novi. You now know that guy might be telling the truth. He might be
he might have been under the influence. Like, he could go back and forth to his room.
Is he an autopilot? Yeah, have you never done that? We've been drunk, but you've got home. And someone goes, how did you get home? It's like, I don't know. I just put in the GPS in my heart.
Bro.
My heart just went, get me home.
Uni, I guess uni times.
He's just there. He's just wake
uni
up.
Uni times. I've done that. Yeah, uni times. I don't know if I've been stupid.
A few times I've woken
in
up.
In my current house.
I've woken up. Not in like why I have kids stuff, but uni times.
Yeah, uni
and
times.
And straight after uni, like post like grad stuff. And A few times I've woken up, over my eyes, like, where the fuck am I? And then like, I've turned over and be like, oh shit, this is my room. This is that. One time, it was a work Christmas party, and I was so drunk, and I woke up, and I was like, I actually don't know where I am. Like, then you open your eyes, because obviously when you sleep on the same side of the bed, you open your eyes, you expect to see, my radiator, my
clothes.
This is what my view is when I open my eyes. Mm. Well, I remember opening my eyes, but I don't know where I am. I'm looking, so I don't know what this is.
What's that? That's an asteroid.
Remember heading up. I recognize this wall. And I recognized this floor. I was like, I've suddenly felt myself. I'm in my coat, shoes on. I haven't even taken my coat off.
Oh, yeah, you must have been.
And I'm just like,
drunk.
Where am I? And then I rolled over, like, I am on the floor at the foot of my bed. Like, I've just got in and just gone, this is as far as I can make it. And I must have just collapsed on the floor next to my bed and just gone, I'm sleeping here for the night.
Bond the mattress.
Yeah, I woke up like 8 a.m. So I probably had a full on night snooze just on the floor in my shoes. Just gone, well, I made it home.
That really, we don't even need a mattress. You just need to be tired enough.
And I thought, I wonder if I locked went to the front door of the flat, door's locked.
Door's locked.
Put my chain, I locked the door, I did everything I was meant to do, but I has got to go to my room, so I can't make it to my bed. that's too much work. I must be so drunk, I must have looked at my coat, looked at my shoes, I thought, that's too many combinations.
Would you live by yourself at this point?
No, I had a flat, mate.
I think that's the scary thing about living alone. Like, you can't really do that.
Yeah, living on your own, sure, because someone might not find you for days.
Yeah. And someone may not even know to check up on you or to... Yeah, man. That's, I've never lived alone, so I guess I can't relate. No. I always think that must be quite scary.
Yeah, no, but it's crazy. But she was an autopilot, man. But I took hilarious. That credit.
Yeah, take it, man. Run with it.
But that's the only thing I haven't mastered when it's just me and Zaddy's hair. But that's the thing. It's like, I think that me and Zayd were always close anyway.
Yeah.
That made us closer naturally. And then I think what's pissed Naomi off, because naturally she thought, well, you've got her, so this one's going to like me more.
No doubt.
No, he likes me more.
Oh, well. Damn.
Everything's just for me.
Right.
Yeah. Like, to the point where, like, nighttime, if he wakes up in that twilight between, like, where it's still nighttime to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
But it's too early to wake up, that kind of thing.
If
he wakes in that time, that if he wakes up, then you just gotta get up. Mm. You can't get him back to sleep. Mm. I can't go into his room at that time.
Why? Because he gets too excited.
Yeah. My wife can go in and be like, Zav, back to sleep. You go back to sleep, night time. Or she'll put his like little Yoto player on, then play like the gruff alone. He'll just sit there and listen to that. And
yeah.
He'll be calm. I walk in there. He's like, up, 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 up. Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Hello, daddy. Morning, daddy. Cuddle, cuddle.
Hey,
cuddle.
Champion of the house.
Yeah, he's like, cuddle. He's like, downstairs. It's downstairs. I was like, what? It's downstairs. Guys, downstairs. What's the TV?
The one two TV. Word instructions.
TV.
Sit.
Downstairs. TV.
Sit. Blippi.
Yeah.
Blippi. Mika.
Yeah.
Mika.
TV. Gruffalo. You get Gruffalo. You can't say Gruffalo. TV. TV. Gruffalo. The Mick. Yeah, I want the Mick.
Mick.
Mick. Mick. What? Mick. Mick. Just walks me to the kitchen. Yeah. Mick.
Mick.
Mick. That's like, okay, you want milk? Mick. So, that's what's happening. So, yeah, as soon as I'm, he's activated.
When it's I game over.
To, yeah, so I can't go anywhere at that time. Whereas, yeah, so, but yeah, so that's what you've got to look forward to, man. You've got to, you'll be serious
eating for time. I was like, wow, do you know, when I see people that are stressed because of their kids, not that, but it's more like the 1 to 2's definitely been like an eye opener.
Yeah.
And I remember I saw Snoopy by chance on the tube a few weeks ago.
Mm.
And he was saying that...
He's a 3 now,
isn't he? He's got 3. He was saying 2+. He's not felt any different.
Yeah.
2 to 3.
Yeah, right.
He always kind of felt the biggest one was...
1 to 2. But then he's got the age gap though, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got nice gaps between them.
Yeah, and I think like his 2 eldest, they're at the age where it's like, go... It's not even go play. They want to be...
Yeah,
do their own little thing.
No doubt.
You have to almost be like, oh shit, I need to actually check what they're doing in their room. I need to check what they're doing on the iPad.
Yeah.
Whereas Zadie's still at that age where he's like, daddy, can we play a game? He's like, okay, what game do you want to play? And she's like, hide and seek. And I was like, okay, I can't really do hide and seek. I'm looking after your brother. I'm trying to cook dinner.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, can we play hide and seek after? I'm like, I think you've asked so nicely. It's like, yeah, sure, we can play hide and seek after. We have to.
Yeah.
I'll try and find some time for hide and seek. Yeah, so she still wants attention and...
No doubt.
Play. She won't just go do her own thing, which I'm trying to stay present with in the sense of knowing that this is going to get to an age where...
Oh, she won't want to do any of that, will you?
She won't talk to me at all.
I was going to ask, how do you find balancing it, obviously? Because you still work, if you don't mind me. Obviously, staying on the pod.
Yeah.
You do the stand-up. You do this. You probably have your own sort of relationship that you're maintaining with Naomi. And you want to still be there for the kids. How do you balance all? What do you prioritize?
Yeah. So, it's juggling. But what it is, what I've had to learn is with the comedy, is I can't just go, I'm dropping everything to go and gig.
Mm.
So now it's way more planning. So for example, so today, worked in the day, I come home and then come here for the pod.
Yeah.
So like last night, I cooked some food, part of the dinner.
Okay.
Last night. So then when Naomi came back from work, she only had like a small part of the dinner to make. So then her and the kids could eat.
Mm.
And when I came in, before I came home, I stopped at Tesco because I was like, right, that's only enough dinner really for tonight.
Yeah.
So I bought some salmon. I thought, let me buy some that's easy. I don't need to watch while making.
No doubt.
Right, switch on the oven, put this salmon in the oven. It's done. Right, bedtime. Let's go. So there's doing bedtime. So I know that, for example, on Wednesday, I'm gigging. I'm not coming home. I'm not helping with bedtime.
Okay.
I'm not there. So it's like, right, I need, so in my mind, before, I'm like, I'm out. I'm gigging.
Yeah.
It's in the calendar. Told you I'm gigging.
Deal with it.
Whereas now it's like, okay, I'm going to be out. So what can I do? Like, I'll try to do everything I can do.
So you're like, you're trying to, not credit in the bank, but are you trying to help beforehand?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, all right, what can I do? So Wednesday I'm working in London and coming back home before heading back out. So it's like, maybe I can chuck a load of laundry on, or maybe I can take that kind of thing. Make sure that all the washing up's done. Make sure, okay, I know the salmon that I've made tonight. No, will that last till Wednesday? Maybe, not sure. But I'm in on Wednesday anyway.
Yeah.
So I could put something in the oven.
Yeah, no doubt.
Make something Wednesday so there's food for when they get home. And yeah, it's that kind of thing. It's right, I'll do that. Then I feel like I can head to the gig, like, stress, guilt-free.
Yeah.
Stress-free, guilt-free. rather than the kind of a passive aggressive, oh, so you're going to your gig now then. One of them ones. So I won't be leaving with that. So it's like, yeah, it's that kind of thing. Same as like the gigging on Friday.
Yeah.
It's like, right, again, the kids won't see me. That she'll be doing bedtime on her own.
Understood.
But it's like, right, but I'll also make sure I'll come back at a reasonable time Saturday morning.
Yeah, so it's like,
right, I'm there, I'm involved, I'm getting people ready for swimming or whatever. Yeah, so that's the balance in that. So that's kind of like the... Then it's nothing of kind of actively telling Naomi when she needs to go out and do things.
Okay.
She's got way better at it, but she... I think sometimes maybe it's a motherhood thing where they just so much locked in on...
They forget themselves a bit.
Yeah, and then it's almost like they just pick the times that you want to do... You're about to do something, go, well, I can't do something now. And it's like, yeah, but you didn't put...
You didn't put anything down.
Yeah, so like sometimes I'll be like, I'm gigging and I've played football. She goes, oh, so when am I meant to go to the gym? And then I'm like, whereas before, like, oh, no, like, it's, look at the diary. Whereas now... At the way you go, right, you know you should go to the gym like Wednesday, Tuesday I'll play football, but I'm in earlier, so why don't you go to the gym, then come back. So I literally set out to her, and it might sound like, oh, I'm dictating when she can do things, but it's not that, it's more highlighting.
Opportunities.
These are opportunities in the week to do something. Yeah. Saturday, Sunday, I haven't only got any gigs booked. So if you're going to meet your friends,
absolutely,
put that in the diary now.
Yeah, ram a bit, innit?
So it's that. It's I feel like kids are covered. Obviously, you could always see your kids more.
Yeah, of course.
Work set hours. You can't not do that. So I think the bit that does suffer is the time of just... that's gone off.
Yeah.
Well, the time that me and Naomi on our own.
Got you.
That's the time that kind of suffers. But we've now said, right, we're going to sample a babysitter.
Oh, okay.
Not overnight, not nighttime though. We've gone for because it's just my mum and sister, only ones ever look after our kids. Over like evening time.
Yeah.
But we're getting, it's someone who works at the kids' nursery.
Oh, okay.
All babysitting. Right. So it's like, well, we know the kids have been of let's go out in the daytime on a Saturday and then
Have her
watch the kids. It's almost like baby steps of, all right, watch her in the day, okay. Yeah. Maybe later in the evening.
For sure.
Then it's okay, we'll do bed. Then we'll go. Yeah, so it's that.
Did you approach her or did you find out she did that on the side? How did that come about?
I think Naomi kind of worked. Oh, they sent a newsletter around and said, oh, if you are going to ask nurses, some of the nurse staff do babysitting as that thing. Basically asked us not to kind of arrange that stuff in nursery time.
I can't remember.
Something like that. It wasn't like blocking the nursery stuff.
Oh, okay. Or just like,
could you like pick your time to
do
it? Don't do it while you're trying to drop off like a busy time and try to arrange that stuff.
Got you. So that point in England that people are available for
it. So it's like people are available for it, but just don't do it while you're trying to pick your kids up. So then I think Naomi goes, all right, well, I found out this one does it. Heard Zadie talk about her and she likes her, so it's like, cool. She seems cool. So it's that really. And then because it's always like my mum or sister who have to ask if they're not available, then we can't do things. For example, it's my cousin's wedding. Only I'm going because my mum and sister are also going to the wedding.
Absolutely, yeah. So and they don't allow kids, I presume.
No, they're not having kids. It's evening time as well. I wouldn't even want the kids
Of course.
Yeah, I'm only the evening guest for it. So it's like, I don't even want the kids to come in out at that time of night anyway. But yeah, it's a shame that it's not me and Naomi able to go.
Yeah, there's
no one to look after the kids. So so if we're trying to find some trusted
people. I think that's always the desire, isn't it? Because as you say, asking someone to look after one kid is one, but asking them to look after two.
I feel like they've got to like either be a professional, so you're paying the money, or they've got to love your kids. No one's doing a favor and looking after two kids
in their free time. Who's going to give you a Friday or Saturday night just to look after what?
Bruv.
Shut up.
Because I can feel it. Like, obviously, when we go to my mum's, Like she's nanny. Nanny loves nanny loves to her grandkids coming
of
over.
Of course,
and it's like a second win for her because she's got five grandkids now. But her three eldest grandkids are like 27, 23,
and
21. So it's just like, there's adults now. Two of them have got boyfriends. Further had a girlfriend, but he's just like, he's just doing this thing. He's just working. So it's like, they're adults.
You can't pick them up anymore.
It's just a different vibe. So with these two now, it's like a resurgence. This is fun. So she loves it when they come round. But there is, well, I do feel like we are that family where it's like we pull up and it's just a whole mood change because we're just there. Kids come in, just noise. One might be crying. It's just bag. can you find some space in the fridge? We can put this in. Why it's her fruit, it's their fruit, and this is his milk.
Yogurt, I just need
to put that there and stuff. Yeah, these are her snacks these ones ain't got any wheat in. We've got to put them. You're rearranging everyone's life.
To accommodate you.
Yeah, and you can see like my mum's house is like, it's just been for adults. So sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to just move this mob. Like,
that's a bit sharp, isn't it?
That's my favorite boss. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Zavi's gone for that. He's going to just tear that down. I'm going to just move this. you never just move into a space.
You'd probably like,
yeah,
in our own house.
Yeah, you can't assimilate. You just have to just take over.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what happens when you especially have like two kids.
Oh yeah. It's a different ball game.
Yeah.
I don't know, we've not had to do that yet, but I'm just like, rah. Like, I don't know who we could we've got fortunately loads of our cousins live close to us and stuff like that.
Have they got kids? Because that's another thing. It's like one kid. Yeah. Someone who doesn't have kids can look after one kid. Someone who doesn't have kids can't look after two kids.
Yeah, two's a challenge.
And someone who has kids is not trying to look after two additional kids.
Absolutely. So yeah, quite a few people don't have kids, which is quite fortunate in our regard. But I'll be sort of like, I wouldn't want, even right now, I wouldn't want to even ask them. You know what I mean?
Like, Gabe's too precious.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, take him.
Let him run. We reduced these. No, because he was initially 3 days a week, nursery. Then he went up to five. Then we reduced it back to three. Mm. So Monday, Fridays, he's at home. And today I did, because these obviously on mat leave, to try, and because you don't get proper mat pay, you're doing shifts to compensate.
Yeah, of course.
So I did a shift, and then she was at home with the two of them. She said, I can't wait to drop him at nursery tomorrow. She had a day. Hey!
Bruv. I think about it, and one of them can't move yet.
One of them can't move, yeah. Oh! The two of them can move, yeah.
Jeez. It's mad. Like, because there's been times where I come back from work, or come back from a gig, or like, coming from like being away from comedy or whatever, and Naomi, literally, as soon as the front door opens, she's going, I'm going upstairs. I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean? We didn't go upstairs.
That's a full sentence.
I was like, we didn't go upstairs. I'm going upstairs. And like, she'll literally have like, a cup of tea and like a bowl of like chocolate and crisps. I'm going upstairs. And just got a phone in her hand. She's like, I'm no. I was like, all right. That's they can't be that bad. And like, and obviously their vibe, the kids' vibe's different from me because dad's home. It's all great.
Yeah.
Even today, though, I came up from work and kids went nuts. And then he goes, would you like a wife reacted like that? And I go, I don't know who wouldn't. And she goes, I think I actually feel like that on the inside when you come home. I'm happy you're home. She goes, but I just, you're never going to get that. And that's fine. But the vibe's different, obviously, when I get home with the kids.
Mm.
But I'm like, in my head, it's like, it can't be that stressful. But then, after a few times with just me and the two of them.
Oh, I can imagine.
When it's good that you're there, like looking at them and just like, wondering, wow, man. These are both my kids. This is mad. I've got two kids. I'm an actual full dad. This is crazy.
Responsibility.
You like looking, it's like, this is my life. Like, you know, we take like a little bit of like moments of gratitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, here's my two kids. This is my house.
I'm responsible for all of this.
This is mad. I'm like, I'm really doing this.
Yeah.
And there's other times where I'm just like, these fucking guys, man. Just like these guys. These guys. Because it's I'm not sure what's worse, but they're fighting each other.
Mm.
or when they just both just set off about two different things.
Oh yeah, and they're both, yeah, they're both so, crying.
Yeah, and the world clocked. It's
at
like
the same time.
Zadie is Naomi, and Naomi's admitted this, that yeah. Zadie needs, Zavi wants to control him.
Okay.
Don't tell me what to do. Don't move. Media response. No. He wants to control his space. That's
yeah.
it. I'll do what
he's
I want.
He's the big 1 year old.
Yeah. Zadie wants to control everything.
Okay.
Is it just the whole room, and that's Naomi. Mm. So Zavi will be over there and he is banging a toy. Or yeah. he's using a toy incorrectly, according to the laws of Zadie.
Ooh, so you don't want to do that?
Say she's like, he's doing it wrong. He's not meant to use that one for that. I'm just like, okay, so what? You're not even playing with that toy.
Yeah.
That's not in the field of what you're doing. He's like, no. And then she's like, I need that one for my game. So now she's come over to him and now she snatched the thing out of his hand. And I've told you on the pod before, Zavi's quick, 1-2
combo. Oh, you got the flame ever hand.
He's so quick. So he immediate bap. And then she's like, oh, is it me? And then he's just like, oh. And of course, whatever heightened emotion she does,
yeah,
that's another cue for him to hit her. If she shouts at him, he hits her. If she just shouts, he hits her. If she screams, he hits her. If she cries,
Does she never hit back? Is it just one-way traffic?
Here's the thing. So I thought she was just a poor victim.
Yeah.
And she's a victim in a lot of respects when it comes to them two, because she is the bigger sister and she knows. Like, she's had self-control to not do it.
Got you.
But I see her sometimes just like, she doesn't know I'm watching and she was just there. She's like,
oh, the cat scratch. And then what? Unprovoked? Or like to initiate it? No, retaliation?
But this is a problem. Like sometimes he's not actually done anything maliciously. Got like you. He's just won. He's like, he's falling on her foot.
Yeah.
And she's like, get off my foot. Just kick. And so he's like, and it's a coin toss. One time he'll get kicked. He's like, ah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Another time he's just like, so it's like, oh my god, you two is they have a bath together. It'll splash, the water goes, she's talking, she's screaming like someone's chucked oil in her face. And he's there just looking at her, so he gets panicked, splashes and starts hitting her. I was like, why is your reaction to hit her again? Like, what is your... He's just like, loud noises. He's like, no, I've got to start hitting him. It's mad. But what we found out, he doesn't hit other kids.
What? He just reserves it for his sister.
Reserves it for his sister, his mom, and me.
Wow, so it keeps in the family.
Yeah, so he knows that he can't do that out and about.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's almost like it's a sign of comfort.
Yeah.
I can be me.
I could, but you don't want them clobbers.
No, and just have to tell him just like stop it. It's not funny, but sometimes like, he's over there,
yeah,
way across the room,
mm.
and I've told him off.
Yeah,
this boy will look at me and he'll start running towards me. He's coming to hit me.
Oh wow!
But he's maintained the vim from the outside the room. And he really thinks like he's going to catch me off guard. I can see just his heavy little feet just... And as he gets near me, I just either move to one side or I just push him with his big head. And he falls over and he's just like... he's like, how? How did you know? How did you...
I didn't choreograph it.
Yeah,
how did you know?
He's like, how did you know? How do you know I was going to do that? I was like, sit down. I was like, stop trying to hit. It's like, gentle hand, stop hitting.
He was born more recent.
Yeah, I was like, come on now, stop it. I see him like run towards his sister. She's like oblivious. He's just about to have to intercept. Just stop.
I was about to ask you, because at that time, you know how he's going to react. About, do you intercept when he goes?
Yeah. Because it's the thing of, although he's the younger one, and I'm not... It probably does hurt because they're not that much of an age gap.
Yeah.
But it's also a thing of not even to be that deep, but it's like obviously, I don't want her growing up, one, being terrorized by a younger brother, two,
yeah, of course,
being hit by anyone.
Absolutely.
Three, seeing being hit in front of me or a mum where she thinks, oh, they think that's okay. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I want her to know that no one can hit you, including your brother.
Like, absolutely.
So, no one's hitting you. So she's got no, even though, it's your younger brother and stuff, it's like, no, he will be told off. And because he's that, he's going to turn too soon.
Yeah.
The discipline is only so effective because
absolutely
it doesn't mean anything to him. Like you say, hey, don't do that, and he's just like,
yeah, no. Is that whatever?
He's like,
yeah,
no, I'm just doing it next time. I'm just gonna do it again.
Right, see you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, like you can't even bargain with the guy. Like he doesn't mean
anything. Whatever.
You say. Even if you mention the word, like, hey, if you behave yourself, you can have a snack. He's just gone snack. I was gonna snack now. Then you said snack. He said no. If you do this, then you get a snack. He's like,
there's no condition.
No, snack. Snack. But his understanding's turning, though. Like, I told him this morning, he had to, like, wait somewhere as I went to get his socks. And then I came back, he was sat in the exact same place. And I was okay. So he's starting to...
pick up things
and stuff. I was like, oh, do you want milk? I go, if you wait here, Dad, you'll go and make your milk. Usually he's just right behind me. Go, milk. But he waited.
Okay.
And I came back with his milk.
Okay.
I was
communication's picking up.
Yeah, right. You're picking up. So maybe there could be a bit more bargaining in the thing of you can't hit your sister because X or.
You'll lose a cookie if you clobber your sister. That is different.
It's mad. But then you got two boys. Hopefully he's not stereotypical, but. Apparently it's warfare of two boys.
I can't. Because now I have to show them videos of Nathaniel kissing him and all that type of stuff and hope that replays. Because if they get to fisticuffs, my goodness. Nathaniel already is
strong.
Sometimes even when he's like thrashing out and I'm just having to like hold him, I'm just like, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I can't retaliate.
When you get caught with
a stray
hand.
Yeah. Hey.
Part of you just almost was just like, go on then, what?
You forget the 2-year-old. You forget that you're squared up to a 2-year-old.
It's just like,
what? Are you right? This is London, you know? Hey, he's in London. Yeah, because you've had a few reports. He's stopped now.
Yeah.
That he was fighting nursery and stuff like that. Mm. And I think, I don't know if there's any studies, I'm going to look into it, where if he's had the iPad the evening before, he will somehow go just into nursery next day and just be erratic.
Right.
And I don't know whether it's the immediate, and he'll just be watching his YouTube kids, will be blippy.
Yeah. It's like nothing.
So, but I don't know if it's the immediacy or he's in control when he's got this device and he could select what he wants. And it's like, everything I want to do right now, I get, because I can push that button, that show comes on. I push that comes on. It's me. That's the only thing I can think of.
What's it when he gets to nursery, he has to now step out of that and that's too much.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Because he just, another kid's got a toy. He's probably thinking, I want that toy.
Immediately.
I want it now.
Yeah.
And the kid's like,
no, I'm playing with it.
And then he may grab it or he may hit the kid because he wants that toy and it's like, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, you had the, so the only thing, you had the iPad because, you know, I'm not getting everything because it's not an iPad, you think. So we said he's not getting an iPad, not for the near future. I say never again. He asked me, he's like, iPad, never. So, but then we found that he stopped getting involved in all that. And then, I went to pick him up one time and then said, oh, how was he? Yeah, he was good today. Like a kid hit him and he didn't react. I was like, what? Hey, hold on,
iPad.
Just had it back to him there and then.
Hey, you ain't a dickhead. All right. I don't know you hitting kids first, but don't be getting cheap.
Hey, that's finished.
Get your iPad right now. Get your fucking fight game on. Get your head on.
Your iPad back.
What are you doing? Are you not an academic? Bringing shame to the family name.
Too far. God, how could you just skip that important bit of information that he was like, someone hit him and he just allowed it. What? Are you okay?
You know what I mean?
Take your device back. Hey, go swing.
That is hilarious, man.
Go swing.
Hey, yo.
Hey, take that. Don't let your mum know. Don't let your mum know. 15 minutes from that, get your anger up.
That is funny.
Get your anger up. So I don't know. I'm actually going to research it into whether too much iPad has led to more, I don't know if violence is the right word, but sort of frustration with the toddlers. I don't know if that's the thing. And parents, I don't know if you've experienced similar, please sort of let us know in the comments or DM us or whatever. We actually would like to hear some of your stories and some of your questions.